Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill Campus. Omnibus service between Spicetown and Bridgetown. On this day, September 8th in the year 1847, the Barbadian newspaper carried a report entitled Enterprise of the Spicetonians. The report highlighted the fact that another entrepreneur from Spicetown had started a second omnibus service between that northern town and Bridgetown. It should be noted that this omnibus service was clearly not a motorized service, as motor vehicles were not built until 1885 when Karl Benz of Germany developed his three-wheeled motor wagon. Additionally, the first motor car introduced to Barbados was the 1903 Orient buckboard imported from the USA by Dr. F.S. Dinwick. It was also around this time that motor-driven passenger buses began to appear on the streets of Barbados. Therefore, these omnibuses that were being used to transport passengers between Spicetown and Bridgetown were using horses or mules. However, this service was indeed timely, considering the vibrant commercial activity that linked the two urban mercantile centers of Barbados. Importantly, as the report pointed out, there was need for a service starting from Bridgetown in the morning, making it more convenient for residents of Bridgetown to conduct business or to just visit Spicetown. Clearly, the people of the north of the island and residents of Spicetown in particular saw the need for better connectivity with the developed southern part of Barbados and took action to resolve the issue. This enterprising transport initiative by those two persons in 19th century Spicetown was a historic trend that continued to the modern era, with many of the early minibuses and private bus companies having their origins in St. Peter, St. Lucy, and St. Andrew. With the growing need to regularize and upgrade the public transportation system across the island, in 1955, the Barbados government took over the operations of 8 of the private bus operators, comprising 116 buses. This action marked the beginning of the government-owned Barbados Transport Board, which, along with privately owned minibuses and the Rocklin and Elite companies, provided island-wide passenger services. With the demise of the Rocklin and Elite bus companies in the 1970s, the Transport Board and the privately owned minibuses continued to serve the mass transport needs of Barbadians. The early public transport pioneers of Spicetown must therefore be credited for having the vision to provide a much-needed service and for helping to lay the foundations of the modern omnibus passenger service of Barbados. In fact, development continues within the public transportation system, as it can be boasted that the Barbados Transport Board now has the largest fleet of electric passenger buses in the Caribbean, servicing the needs of the general public, along with a dedicated school bus component.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.